Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, April 18th, 2019. I'm Rich Straffolino. Amazon announced it will shut down its marketplace business and stop seller services in China by July 18th, 2019. Users in China will no longer be able to purchase goods from Chinese third parties, but will be able to buy from the United States, Britain, Germany, and Japan via the Amazon Global Store. Reuters reports that, according to sources, Amazon will review impact on fulfillment centers in the country over the next 90 days to determine if any will close. Global Selling, Kindle e-readers, and Amazon Web Services will still be available in China. Business Insider reports that since May 2016, Facebook collected the email contact list of 1.5 million new users without consent. Facebook says the collection was unintentional and is in the process of deleting the data. The collection was part of an identity verification method where users input their email account passwords. Prior to May 2016, Facebook allowed users to voluntarily upload contacts as part of that verification. When the verbiage for the consent was removed in May 2016, the underlying functionality remained. CNBC reports that, according to two former employees and other sources, Facebook, yes, that same company, has been working on a virtual voice assistant since 2018. The effort is reportedly being led by Iris Snyder, director of AR and VR and Facebook Assistant, and that the team is in talks with companies in the smart speaker supply chain. Several journalists with Samsung Galaxy Fold review units report that they have folded, and not in a good way. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman says he removed a protective layer that looks like a screen protector that may have contributed to the issue, but that many others would have done the same, and a few folks with review units said they have done so, including Marquise Brownlee. For the record, Samsung says not to remove it. The Verge's Dieter Bohn says that that wasn't his issue, but that he found something pressing up against the screen at the hinge along the crease, which ended up pressing sharply enough to break the OLED panel. Steve Kovach at CNBC also has a broken screen flickering on one half, though it's unclear why. To comply with the European Commission's ruling last year, Google announced European Android users will be presented with new screens with options to download search apps and browsers. After receiving an Android update, users will be shown two screens when opening the Google Play Store, offering a selection of five apps for search engines and browsers. These will include any relevant already installed apps, be based on popularity, and displayed in a random order. Downloading a new search app will also prompt users to confirm if they want their default search changed in the Chrome browser as well. The update will be rolling out across Europe over the next several weeks. T-Mobile rolled out its T-Mobile Money checking account nationwide after an initial limited launch in late 2018. T-Mobile is offering current customers a 4% interest rate on the first $3,000 in their account, with 1% interest after that. Non-T-Mobile subscribers can also sign up, but will only receive a 1% interest rate. Money doesn't include any banking fees and offers no penalties on overdrafts of up to $50, although this feature is lost if you fail to pay back an overdraft within 30 days. Users will have access to 55,000 free ATMs via AllPoints ATMs. The Money app lets users view how interest is accruing, cancel stolen or lost debit cards, transfer money to mobile wallets, and make payments via Cash App, PayPal, and Venmo. Netflix added a record 9.6 million subscribers in Q1, with 1.74 million in the U.S. and 7.68 million internationally, up 16% over last year. Netflix projected it would add 5 million subscribers in Q2, which would be down 8% over last year. Netflix's revenue was up 22% over last year, with 76 cents per share, well ahead of the expected 57 cents per share. Netflix also announced that in the UK, it will test showing viewers top 10 lists of the most popular content by category. Chief Content Officer Ted Sarandos says Netflix plans to share more granular data on viewing with producers and customers. FCC Chairman Ajit Pai announced that he opposes China Mobile's bid to provide telecommunication services in the U.S. ahead of a vote to deny the company's application set for May. Pai cited national security concerns stemming from the fact that China Mobile is indirectly owned and controlled by the Chinese government and echoes the recommendation made by a group of executive branch agencies in July 2018. The application by China Mobile seeks to provide services for calls between the U.S. and other countries, not to provide wireless services to consumers directly. The China Mobile bid was originally filed in 2011. Hylai CEO Andrew Corder announced in a Medium post that Twitter has acquired the highlight sharing app. Twitter confirmed the acquisition to TechCrunch, clarifying that it was an acqui-hire. Hylai will shut down its Slack and iOS app on April 26, but the browser plugins and highlight archives will still be available. Hylai's paid offerings, Crowd Control and Hylai for Teams, will now be available for free. Security researcher Hanno Bach noticed that a subdomain for Microsoft's RSS to XML conversion service for Windows 8 and 10 Live tiles wasn't registered in Azure. The notifications.buildmypinsite.com returned an error message. Bach registered the subdomain and is currently sinkholing all requests, but warned that if registration lapses again, malicious actors could create malformed XML designed to run code for any website-based live tiles on the start page. And finally, a Google spokesperson told Engadget that YouTube will be available on Amazon Fire TV devices in the coming months. The main YouTube app will arrive first, followed by YouTube TV and YouTube Kids. Notably, this is limited to Fire TV devices. Fire tablets and Echo shows were not included in this announcement. Remember, for discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.